Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, the seeds that have been planted, the bubbles that fly around, they fly, they plant, all different. But God welcomes us and calls us just as we are. The bubbles, some of you liked them, some of you didn't like them. But think about what a bubble does. They're different sizes, they're different shapes. They fly, they pop. We have to have faith that when I do that or when you blow a bubble that something's going to happen. We have to have faith that when we plant seeds, something's going to happen. We need all the other things too, but we don't know that when we plant seeds that they're all going to grow at the same time. We don't even know if they're all going to grow, but we need to have faith that God's love will continue to make us welcome just as we are. You see, the kingdom of God is like a place where the least we expect to be invited, those are the ones that are invited, where they are nourished and they grow into be blessings of others. God works through us in many different ways. We plant seeds. This week at Vacation Bible School, we planted seeds. Now, there are two girls that were here. They're not members of the church, but as soon as they saw Jack from last year, they came running in. Planting seeds. We don't know whether those seeds are going to take off or when they're going to take off, but those seeds are planted. And God tells them that they are welcome. One of the churches that I was pastor at a few ago, I planted seeds, not really knowing that any of that would take effect. Not really knowing if planting the seeds, because you really sometimes don't see the growth that happens when you plant those seeds. But I planted seeds, and I planted seeds. And then their church, after I left, began to kind of implode upon itself. And those youth that were now college age came back. And the seeds that were planted helped them say, no, this isn't right. We need to treat one another with respect and love. Seeds are planted. Now, sometimes there are bad seeds that are planted or seeds that cause much pain that are planted. We need to stop those seeds from growing. Because when we plant seeds of pain and not being nice to one another, the seeds that grow up are seeds that cause people to make bad decisions and bad choices and to live out of fear instead of the love of I am welcome. That God loves us just as we are. You know, seeds are planted in how we act. Seeds are planted in what we say to one another. Seeds are planted in how we treat one another. What kind of seeds are you planting? Who are you planting seeds with? Now, one thing that's really strange about this text is, okay, mustard seeds are planted in a place where mustard seeds are kind of like dandelions in Palestine. They grow no matter what. It is something they try to get rid of. It's a weed. And these littlest seeds grow into this huge bush that becomes sometimes overbearing and they want to get rid of it. So it's kind of humorous that Jesus tells a parable about this mustard seed that's planted. Think about it. It then becomes a nest for the birds. Think about the seeds that you plant. Think about the seeds that you plant and where you plant those seeds. Because, you see, each one of us plant seeds or blow bubbles. They're all different. We're all different. They're all different sizes and shapes. But each one of us are welcome no matter who we are. Because, you see, God plants seeds in you, and you plant seeds in others. And God gives the growth. And we have to have faith that God is going to grow us and the seeds we plant. Because we may never, ever, ever, ever see the growth. We may not have Vicky and Piper coming back next year and running to Jack and saying, "Wow, we're here again." Or we may. We don't know what their lives are going to be like next year. But we do know that seeds have been planted. So my question to you, what kind of seeds are you planting? Are you planting seeds of compassion and care? Or are you planting seeds of negativity? Maybe you don't agree with everything that person is or says, but what kind of seeds are you planting in that person? Are you listening and offering the seeds of welcome? Or are you offering the seeds of, "Oh, I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't like the decisions and the choices you're making. So, yeah, I'm not going to talk to you." Think about it. What seeds are you planting? That's what the story's all about. Having the faith to let the seeds grow in every aspect of our lives. Not just here on Sunday mornings. It's easy for us to plant seeds here on Sunday mornings. But how are you planting the seeds in how you live? Know this, all are welcome. God loves us just as we are. God made us. Let's plant the seeds of welcoming community, fun and joy, leadership, faith. What'd I miss? Which one? Love, thank you. Like, I was hoping somebody was going to catch on. But let's plant those seeds. Let's live that every day of our lives and stand up and have the faith. Plant the seeds and let God have the growth. Thanks be to God for who we are and who God calls us to be. Amen.